magic, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Listening to Not For Air Radio, exclusively at podunkradio.com.
Yeah, and it'll be the last episode too, huh? No, it is. It is the last episode of Not For Air here on podunkradio.com. Oh man, 6 goddamn years. Jesus Christ. I'm exhausted. You know how exhausting this is? This is really exhausting. I mean, for reals. 6 years. That's a long fucking time to be doing something. So anyway, this is it. This is the final episode. Playing stuff that we played in the past a while ago when we started. Bands I like personally a lot and that kind of thing. Stay tuned for Sick Boys Radio after this. I think it's a rerun, but they're awesome anyway. Tomorrow we have the Geeky Block, Nerd Block, whatever you want to call it. I haven't really thought of an official name for it yet. Starting at 9 with Underground Horror Radio with Nicole Velakis. And after that, a brand new, I believe it's brand new. Yeah, it's brand new because, yeah. Charboil and El Bandito is Power Hour of Love, which plays a lot of St. Lucie Treasure Coast stuff. And kind of like carrying the torch in a way for Not For Air after this, playing local music and that kind of thing. Obviously, we'll be doing stuff in the future with them. We're doing Green Jelly on Saturday, which is a huge, huge event. We started a long time ago, but in 2011, we used to do a weekly broadcast on Sundays at Distillery, formerly Redemption. And, you know, we did it fucking live for a couple hours. Right around the same time Buzz Jr. was on. If you lived in Florida, you know what that is. And I think we kicked ass. It was fun. We had a lot of good times there. I got drunk a lot there. And it was a good time. But it didn't last. It did not last. It only was for, I don't know, about half a year. But in the end, it is what it is. We're here now. Then eventually I got on Podunk in 2012. And this is where we are now. Now I own it. It rocks. It's a good station. If you like punk rock and other things, I think you'll like it. I'm going to really focus more on the website now and Underground Horror Radio as well, because it's becoming Halloween season. They already got stuff in stores, and we're officially guests. Me and Nicole are going to be at Spooky Empire, which is a huge, huge, huge convention in Orlando every year. So we're going to be part of that, which has got a lot of great guests. Tune in for Underground Horror Radio for that info. Anyway, any interviews that we've done in the past for Not For Air and every episode, it's up somewhere. Most of it's on Podbean the last couple of years. Stuff before that is on the Not For Air Underground Radio website, which isn't part of Podunk. That was stuff I was doing before. Old episodes are there, interviews. So you can find it somewhere. And, you know, it's awesome. It's over. But we had a good run. I had fun. We had a lot of fun doing it, you know, with me and Matt and Boots, and then me and Matt, and then the rest of the group and Bart occasionally, and now it was just me. Occasionally I have Tom on or my buddy Jeff, but it's over. It was a good run. I can work on other things now. I think of some video stuff I'm working on. It's good. This is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And I'm drinking, like, tea, and I'm also drinking a very fucking strong Bloody Mary. I know you're like, how is that even possible? Well, it's more vodka than mix, because what I normally do is I have vodka, I add the mix, and then I add tomato juice or V8. And it's actually really good. And, you know, I throw some spices in there. Well, I didn't have any more tomato juice or V8. I did not know that, and I used the rest of the mix, which wasn't a whole lot. And I finished off the vodka. So it's more vodka than anything. Thank God it's fucking Grey Goose, because if it was like the cheap shit, I'd be fucking hurting. But yeah, I drink a lot. This show is known for me to get drunk and yell at people. So we're not doing that today, I don't think. I think today will be positive and happy. It's the last show, so I'm good with that. And anyway, you heard the Beat Dolls just before this. Beat Dolls, you know, Angie and the Beat Dolls is fucking awesome. Those guys are great. I've been playing them forever, and I haven't done an interview yet, but I think I'm going to do a call in at some point and do it for Podunk. So Angie, if you can hear me, we're doing an interview, hopefully. And I know they got a new EP eventually coming out, so hey, it's awesome. And I'm going to play some other local band stuff that we've played in the past that have been super cool with us and have always had our back, and that's important, god damn it. So we're going to do one of the bands now. So the lineup has changed a little bit in the last couple years. But I don't know. I like this version of the song, so we're going to play it. And it's Break the Hero, so there you go. Yeah, it's Justin McPatch's local asshole hero. Not really. Anyway, yeah, this is the last show ever. Okay, and I might be repeating myself because I've been drinking. Yes, I fixed my Bloody Mary. Thank God. So this is what we're going to do. Here's how this works. This is the last show, okay? And there's only a couple ways that this will ever come back, especially as a reunion. First of all, Not For Air will only reunite if Matt comes on, Matt Hickman. If he's in town visiting Boots, and we all get together and do a show, that'll be awesome. If it ever happens. It might not, but that's definitely worth the reunion, I'd say. I think that would be fucking phenomenal. Okay, or, because this show has been on other radio stations in some variation or another. It was repeats on Metal Zone. It was its own thing that I changed up a little bit on Rock Out. So, and it was a little bit different when we were doing our own stream. So, that's that. If another radio station paid me to do a show, this show, Not For Air, on their station, then I would do it. But I'd have to get paid. I'd have to actually make money. It's probably a long shot. Now, I'm not open not to do other shows. In general, in other stations, I'm all for it. Especially horror stuff. You know, if I ever do another thing, that's fine. But I mean, like, this show, Not For Air, that isn't on Podunk, which, you know, I ended up on Podunk 4 years ago. I think it was 2012. Yeah, it was before I met Nicole. But we were on Podunk in 2012, and I own it now. So we've been, you know, it's been going. It's 5 years of Podunk, which we're celebrating, too, at Green Jelly come Friday. Or Saturday the 13th, sorry. And, you know, that's going to be awesome. But so I can either go on another internet radio station, get paid to do my show, and I'll do it. Or, because I'm just going to say FM is never going to happen, especially if I wanted to do it like this, because there's no fucking way. They would be like, get the fuck out of here. You're too, hasn't happened yet. The only other way that I would do it is if I ended up on SiriusXM on Faction, because I don't think there's any other really punk channels. I like Lithium, which is basically the buzz of the 90s music, alternative stuff. But I'd have to have a show on Faction. Now, will that happen? It's a goal I want to kind of pursue, but I doubt it. And I think I'd do fine if I did, because I have all the equipment here, obviously. And it sounds good. But, I mean, they got one other podcast. They got Ellis, which I know I'd probably never get a job now because I don't like Ellis. I don't know as a person, but as a show, I just don't like it. It's not my thing. I think they play too much of it. Tony Hawk has a show. Tim Armstrong has a show because of who they are. They're celebrities. Tony Hawk's an awesome skateboarder who has many, many games and movies and stuff. And Tim Armstrong is in Rancid, Tim Time Bomb. He was an Op Ivy, so he's as far as punk rock goes, he's a huge fucking legend. Same thing with Marky Ramone, his Blitzkrieg, whatever you want to call it, punk show. Which I like because they play a lot of old school, they play new stuff. They play a lot of old school stuff, like a lot of Black Flag, Misfits, things like that. Really, they play, of course, play a lot of Ramones. So that's awesome. But I would have to be on Faction. And I wouldn't just play stuff I play on here. I think the majority of the thing is why people don't notice this. And let's be clear, Podunk's doing fine. It always has. It has great shows. And it does have a niche market. It's the underground. But the underground is a lot less than, say, the mainstream. So I play like that band just now. Unless you live in Texas, maybe you have heard of them, maybe you haven't, 13 Black Coffins with their song Twice. As opposed to if I just throw on Pennywise, which one do you think you would know more? Probably Pennywise. And so I always wanted to play stuff that nobody heard. You know, then I lived here and I played a lot of local stuff here. But if I were to go like on that, I would play a lot of this underground stuff, especially from Florida, because my boys But I would also really be happy to just play. Well, I'll play whatever I want, really. But I get to play like a lot of Social D. I'll get to play Misfits a lot more. I mean, I can do that now, but I think then I would really probably. I know people listen to Faction. But again, I'm a nobody. I didn't go to Stern wouldn't hire me. I didn't go to broadcasting school. According to Stern, what he said about podcasters or you a podcast, whatever. What do you want to do professionally? Have to unless you're an actor or somebody known like Adam Carolla or UFC guy, not Dana White, Joe Rogan, who's done a lot of cool shit and he's on TV and stuff. Unless you're them, you know, I'm Joe Nobody from Florida. Fuck me running. They did have a thing before on Faction that I liked that you can call in and do your own kind of show and play bands you liked. But it was very, how do I put it? Because a lot of shows, not a lot of shows, but the shows on here are sometimes like that too, where it's like, hey, you know, this is up next and that's it. And that's fine. I think that's, you know, everybody's doing their own thing on here, which I like. And I'll probably end up doing that in the future on here is just me playing music so you know what bands are playing besides just the auto DJ. Here's my robot going off. But, like, if I went on there, I wouldn't be just like, you know, here's Rancid with Outcome, you know, from Outcome the Wolves, here comes, you know, fucking Time Bomb. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like that. I've done it, and I can do it again, and I probably will do it again on here, but, like, if I was going to be on there, I would fucking blow it out of the water and be like, I'd be talking like this. But at least then if I had a co-host and I had, you know, plenty of shit coming up to talk about, I probably would do all right. And again, it's like, well, you have doing this on internet radio. Yeah, I know that, but it'd be nice to get to go to Faction and get fucking paid. I love having a station, and I love that it's underground, and I love underground bands. I love punk rock, but at the same time, I all I really wanted to be was a radio DJ to make a living. And I know I got what it takes because I got 6 years in this, 7 years altogether, counting when I did at Jack FM. And I've done multiple fucking shows. Not everything stuck. Some things were only one episode or two. Wasn't feeling it or just didn't work out. But I produced a bunch of shows. Underground Horror Radio is like 3 years, almost going to be 4 years next year going. And that show is on fire. That show is always good, going to conventions, interviewing people. And like I said, Podunk's fine. You know, and I want to keep it underground, so I don't want to fucking. At first, I kind of wanted to make it like The Buzz, but it's not going to happen. I just have to accept The Buzz is gone, or it's just online. Nobody's doing anything with it. But if I want to play, like, I don't know, a bunch of alternative shit that I grew up on, I can do it on, what's it called? Mixcloud, which I've been doing anyway with my buddy Jeff. So that show's kind of fun. I like doing that show. But, you know, that's the only way Not Fair would come back. Right now, this is it. This is the final episode. So, anyway, that's out. I got plenty more music. Here's a cover by my buddy Derek, who's done a lot of stuff for this show over the years, including making an intro, and did a couple Misfit covers, which I'm happy about. So here's Scream.
Air Radio.
Once the volume control is set. Do not readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
But is it really, really good? No, it's not. It's awful. But that's okay. Because Podunk Radio is doing all right, as like I said before. And if you are in the Treasure Coast and you've listened for the past 6 years at one time or another, I appreciate it. I really do. It's been good. But, you know, keep listening to Podunk. We got Underground Horror Radio. And, of course, we have Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love, which is an awesome show that plays local music of different varieties. And they talk about cool stuff, and they have good segments. So it's definitely a nice refresher. Over time, I just did the same thing over and over, and it's kind of boring. So, you know, I'll find something new to do. But it's been fun. It's been really fun. And, you know, I got to interview Cast of Nightmare 4, Heather Leitenkamp, a bunch of people on Not For Air in 2012 before, you know, which kind of gave birth to Underground Horror Radio. And a lot of those same people will be at Spooky Empire this year when me and Nicole go in October. So that'll be good. It'll be like a nice little thing. And I'm excited. Green Jelly is going to be great. It's going to be my, you know, final interview for Not For Air. We'll be with Green Jelly. Bill Mansbigger. So that's going to be sweet. I've been chasing that for like 3 years. So finally, good stuff. You know, it's been good. I've had fun. And, you know, I think what happened, like I said last week, for a while there, it was getting too big. I was trying to do too much and it just wasn't worth it. And you know, it was just too much. But now I got the whole station to run and I'm busy, so I'm good with that. But Not For Air, I mean, I'm still always going to have Not For Air in a way. It's my name on my PlayStation, NFA McPatches. So if you play PSN, I got a PS4. I'm usually in Grand Theft Auto 5. You'll see me. My squad fucks everybody up. It's horrible. I'm on there. You can email me still at notforair@live.com, and I got one for Podunk through Gmail. And like I said, I'm still doing like Underground Horror Radio. It's not like I quit completely. I'm just not doing Not For Air anymore. And I think, you know, with Power Hour Love, I think those guys will do great for the local scene. Like I said, I'm not shunning the scene. I'm going to be a Green Jelly, and I'm going to be at the thing at next month for Pure Honey for Podunk. There's just no more Not For Air. I've done everything. There's really not much else to do with it. So it's one of those things, you know, 6 years is a long time in a small town. Like I said, we've inspired one way or another, other people doing shows. So, hey, we're good for that. Again, I'll say we weren't the first, but goddamn if we weren't one of the best. And I still think to this day, could I hold up to any fucking local radio guy, especially on FM? Yes, sir, I think I can. Any day of the week. I'll go on there. I mean, I can't say fuck or cocksucker or anything like that, but I can go on there and do all right. And I certainly can do any good on any fucking FM show. So if by chance that anybody ever wanted me to go in Kevin, Virginia, and Jason, I'll have to get up early or stay up all night, and that'll be fun. I'll go on there and talk with them and see how well I do. But, you know, they don't do that on FM. They don't let people like me just on there. You have to. It's a whole fucking nightmare. Podcast, I'm just like, who wants to get on the fucking podcast? It's done. I don't have to fucking jump through hoops or no bullshit. FL, once you start doing that kind of stuff, fuck it. You know? Like, once you make things way too big and have to have... And you can still have sponsors, but fucking fill this out and do this and... And fucking make it this big fucking thing, and it kind of like takes away from what it was, I think. If it's a local scene thing, I say keep it a local scene thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's as simple as that. It's like I got sponsorship for, I'm doing this Green Jelly. Maxim Entertainment and me work together. They're cool. And like I said, Pure Honey wrote me and was like, hey, do you want to sponsor this big event? Which I'm going to be working on after this week. And I said, okay. So I'm doing it. That's it. Not fucking jerking off or anything. It's not fucking rocket science. But, you know, we do have great music here. I wouldn't call it a scene because, you know, we got Green Jelly on Saturday and some other genius decided to try to fucking play that day too. And I'm like, fucking Christ. Really? But anyway, fuck whatever I think. Anyway, it's been good. It's been real. Thanks to Scott, Nation of Decay, and Defiance for all those years of us doing stuff together and having me out. You know, I had fun at Distillery. I'm still going to be there, obviously, after Green Jelly, but I mean, not for air. It was good when it was Redemption, the Rockstar, other shithole bar I went to that closed down, Mickey Finn's. Goddamn Mickey Finn's, Elmo's. Anyway, so that's that. So, anyway, I'm going to leave you with some good stuff.
Air Underground Radio.